Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. So, yeah, we are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 is still with us. There's no vaccine as such, so we just need to abide by the rules, and that is continuously washing your hands, keeping social distancing up and running, 1.5 metres away from each other, wearing masks when you're out and about, stay at home if you don't need to go out, and do what we need to do. That is the medicine as such. But there is a big message from MPS Medicine Wise, and they say why you shouldn't go looking for COVID-19 medicines, because there isn't any. We're going to catch up with Jan now with MPS Medicine Wise manager. That's Narita Packham on the line. Narita, very good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm really well. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you for coming to the program. So the statement I'm making there, which is so true, why you shouldn't go looking for COVID-19 medicines, because there isn't a medicine for COVID-19. Is that right?
That's right, Trevor. There's no medicines really to protect you or prevent COVID-19, and no medicines to treat COVID-19 unless you're in intensive care in hospital. So it's really important not to ask your doctor or your pharmacist for any particular medicines for COVID-19 at this time.
So, look, we want normality back in our lives, people panic in regards to COVID-19 because it can become fatal, but we shouldn't be rushing in haste of purchasing medicine, because there is no medicine, and that's very important, because we can do more damage than good. Yes,
that is right. All medicines do come with risks. And taking medicines in the belief that they might prevent or treat COVID-19 can be really dangerous. That includes getting medicines over the internet, because there might be some websites that are not legitimate. They might be selling poor quality or contaminated medicines. So really only taking medicines prescribed by your doctor, and not trying to obtain any medicines for COVID-19.
And look, it's so very sad when we look at media across the globe, and then you look at, for example, the powerful man in the world regarding Donald Trump, and he talks about the hydroxychloroquine is the medicine. Well, that's not the case, is it?
We did hear a lot about hydroxychloroquine in the early days, which is a medicine that can be used to treat other health conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and malaria. But there's no real evidence that that medicine, hydroxychloroquine, can prevent or treat COVID-19, and it can be quite dangerous if taken incorrectly. So just not looking for medicines that you think might help with COVID-19 at the moment.
Exactly. Now, as a pharmacist, I think that you would have, faith in the human world. We've got very smart people on this planet, and there will be a vaccine.
There's a lot of effort going into producing a vaccine. There's some vaccines in some early stages of clinical trials.
Yes.
But at the moment, there isn't a vaccine. So as you mentioned earlier, looking after yourself, keeping your hands clean, social distancing, seeing your doctor or contacting your doctor if you've got any flu-like symptoms is the best way at the moment.
And that's all we got. So we're making that statement again. Don't go looking for COVID-19 medicines. There isn't as such. Just keep communicating with your doctor. That is the only vaccine we got at this point in time. You are still at work, or are you locked down? How are you operating, Narita?
In Sydney, we're working from home at the moment, so I manage a telephone service that consumers can ring and ask questions about their medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very lucky that we can do that from home. So we're still taking calls on our 1-300-MEDICINE number if anyone has any questions about medicines.
Right,
that's from all over Australia.
That's from all over Australia. 1-300-MEDICINE, yep.
That's right. 1-300-633-424.
633-424, lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Narita. We've got the message across the airways, and there is no vaccine as such, so don't go looking for any COVID-19 medicine. Thank you for your conversation. You stay safe. All the best to you, and stay warm.
Thanks a lot, Trevor. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn with Narita Packham, her name is, and she's the manager of NPS Medicine, Medicine Wise. And the statement is that why you shouldn't go looking for COVID-19 medicine. And the reason is because there's no medicine for COVID-19. So there's no vaccine. So there's very important that you don't go in a pharmacist looking for medicine to take to tackle COVID-19, because there's no medicine at this point in time, no vaccine. So it could do more damage than good. So we always have that communication with your doctor, and make sure that you abide by his her rules and laws is what I'm saying, because when I'm saying doctor, people go to think a male. No, females as well. Girls can do anything. There's female doctors out there. So here's a her, your doctor, whoever your doctor is, make sure you get the information. All right, have your say. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball around Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416.
rokana wengo polopinye mangor ki pile wele
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk
track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. One. Started with a hope, a dream. Two, reality took over everything. Wake up, it's time to go. Wake up, go on my own. Chasing my dreams. Oh, I thought that it'd be high. The stars are so close, they're not so very far. And the stars and the moons agree with me too, that the light shines in me like it shines on you. And the path that I'll choose will always be bright, 'cause the light shines in me like it shines on you. Na na na. Scary, but I was strong. Wake up, it's time to go. Wake up, go on my own. Chasing my dreams. Oh, I thought that it'd be high. The stars are so close, they're not so very far. And the stars and the moons agree with me too, that the light shines in me like it shines on you. And the path that I'll choose will always be bright, 'cause the light shines in me like it shines on you. Na na na. can amai. Ngera para can amai. Ngera para can amai. Ngera para can amai.
Hey, what's get on your mouth? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. The Murray is the First Nation man here at the First Nation radio station in Cairns. It's Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. And the Murray radio station is Bummo Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. The Murray Grapevine, have your say and yarn up strong. You can other text us otherwise too if you're feeling that way inclined. 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Hope you're travelling well, you mob, and a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country. It is a fantastic network, and look, we deliver the news, have yarns with mob, talk about what's happening in the world in regard to COVID-19, and regarding First Nation people and how we're travelling in this country, and regarding closing the gap, regarding employment and education and all the above, and also play all our daily music for our mob out there who use this tool as a vehicle to put their music across the airways and promote First Nation music and yarns and stories, storytelling. It's all happening here on First Nation radio stations, so do support them, you mob. Have your say, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
They don't know that the stone is cold and the mould is bold. They're putting judgment on me. I don't always know, I'm often getting it wrong. If you see a perfect man, it must be divinity. You see, it's not me, but he set me free. If you're without sin, cast your stone.
Father, make us holy, help us find a resolution now. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of your glory. Help us see through your eyes, help us see the people everywhere. Great glory for yourself, oh God. Cast your stone if you're without sin, my child. Heaven knows we all need God's love. Cast your stone if you're without sin, my child. Heaven knows we all need God's find a resolution now. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of your glory. Help us see through your eyes, help us see the people everywhere. Get great glory for yourself, oh God. You accused him of things he didn't do. You treat him like an animal, some creature from the stinking zoo. All he wanted to do was show you that he cared about you. All you had to do was sit and listen with that attitude. Now here I am thinking about the words that's inside. Now here I am writing down the words and the facts. But does it matter? Does it even really matter what I say? Well, yes it does, I guess it does, I guess it really does. Cast your stone if you're without sin, my child. Heaven knows we all need God's love. Cast your stone if you're
to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. The women before us, they have paved the way. Because of her
Too beautiful, that track, Because of Her We Can. That was the theme for NAIDOC there a couple of years ago. And big shout out there to Natasha Eldridge, who sang that beautiful song. And I hope you're traveling well, my sister. To all our beautiful women out there, look, stay strong, stay black, stay deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? Now, a funding pool is being established to support the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community controlled sector in its delivery of vital services and commitments under the new National Agreement on Closing the Gap. The Commonwealth Government will contribute $46.5 million over 4 years, with the Victorian Government adding an additional $3.3 million to the funding pool. We're going to catch up a yarn with the ADA President. ADA is the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association, and the ADA president is Associate Professor Chris Ruller-Baker on the line. Good morning. How are you, Professor?
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you very much coming to the program. I always say money's not everything, but I rank it right over there with oxygen. Look, it's a tool, a fantastic tool for this fantastic organisation in regard to First Nation health. So you've got to be excited about that, hey? Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big agreement moving forward, and embedded in the middle of it, of course, is the principle of self-determination. Mm. And all our big bodies have come together and really met at an important point to improve the health and well-being of all our people.
Well, exactly, and the National Agreement on Closing the Gap, still a lot of work to be done in education, employment, and of course in health, so a very important pillar.
Definitely, definitely. I think the outstanding part of this agreement is the fact that we had over 40 peak bodies who came together and collaboratively worked out the direction that we want, and then took that to the federal government. And to be fair, the federal government were responsive with that as well after the original Close the Gap proposal.
Yep.
That you know, the peak bodies felt weren't adequate. The federal government was actually, you know, listened and sat down with the task force, who've done all of that work pulling this together. And now we've got, a funding promise there. Now it's about working out the details, like you said, and moving forward and actually delivering on what we need.
Exactly. And look, we as First Nation people, we've got the answers to the solutions, to the problems, and we just need to be holding the reins in regarding steering the ship forward. And the fact that we are at the table and the government have listened to what we're saying, look, that's a good thing, a small step in the right direction, yep.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's about that principle of not telling us what to do, but us actually making decisions about finding solutions to you know, our own pathways and us moving forwards, and we're moving together collaboratively. So rather than a top down with the government saying this is what's best for you and spoon feeding us,
exactly.
It's about moving forwards in a much more mature way to find solutions together.
And when you talk about amount of money, like, say, $46.5 million, another $3.3 million from the Victorian government, you know, a big shout out to the government in that sense, but that's not an expense, that's investment. And if you look at a healthy Australia, and especially Black Australia, then it brings down those sort of figures, doesn't it?
In the long term, that's exactly it. You've hit it on the head. It's about long-term investment in society, a long-term investment in Australia, and making sure that our people find the position, the rightful position, where we should be in terms of our health and well-being. Also in terms of our education levels, in terms of us being able to make our own decisions. And then, of course, the wider principle going forward being that fundamental issue around self-determination, the statement from the heart, and ultimately treaties.
Yes, exactly. Professor Chris, how long have you been the president of AIDA Association there?
Almost 2 years now I've been president, and my term comes to a finish in November of this year.
Yep.
I'll hand over to my vice president. But, you know, we're growing as an organisation. We do a lot of good work, and I'll put a little plug in for any of your younger listeners out there.
Yes, exactly.
Then there's lots of opportunities at medical school and you know, dream big.
Dream big. And look, you can't beat black on black when you're talking about black doctors dealing with our mob. That's a great thing, isn't it?
I've dropped off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you have dropped off. That's Professor Chris Rulla-Baker. And thank you very much, Professor. You did drop out there. COVID-19 there on the phone. They cut us out, but it's all good. And look, he's with the president with AIDA, and that's the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association. And talking about the commitment from the government, the federal government, and also Victorian government, and they will contribute $46.5 million over 4 years, with the Victorian government adding an extra $3.3 million to the funding pool. So, look, fantastic. I'm heading in the right direction. I need to close the gap in all facets, and of course, in our health. First Nation people, stand strong, you mob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yana with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Queensland, I've been in New South Wales. Makes no difference where I go, I get that old TI blues. I've been to Adelaide, I've been to Darwin too. Canberra doesn't thrill me, even Perth gives me the blues. I'm going back to TI, back to the place where I belong. Mm-hmm. And no dragon's gonna get me as long as I have you. You need the fancy clothes wherever you may go. Folks will always greet you with a smile and say hello. I'm going back to TI, to the place where I belong. Mm-hmm. And no dragon's gonna get me as long as I have you. the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. But when a man gets the blues, he grabs a plane and flies.
Good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, let's have a yarn. Or an Indigenous rights activist, now solicitor, her admission moved by her son, who's a barrister. I'm going to talk to Sandra Creamer on the line and also her son, Joshua. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Good. Josh, you there, Will? You there, brother?
Great morning to you, Trevor.
Great morning to you. Thank you very much. Look, this is so very exciting. So, Sandra, just paint the picture. You've becoming a solicitor, but for your admission, it was moved by your son, who's a barrister. This would be a first, black or white, would it not?
I'm not quite sure, but I know for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, I think that it is.
Yes.
So, yeah, Joshua had to move my admission into the Supreme Court to practice.
Unbelievable. So would you say that your son outranked you only in the court but not at home when you got to clean his room, eh? Which way?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so being a barrister, it's a higher rank. So,
yes.
But it was really good, you know, to have Joshua move my admission. I was, you know, it's a really honoured day that day.
Yeah. Well, look, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Sandra?
I'm Sandra. I was a Leon. My maiden name was Leon. I'm from Mount Isa originally.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing 1 year all my mob out there in Mount
Isa. Yeah. Connection here, yep.
Yep. So, yeah, just, you know, I lived out there, grew up in Mount Isa, went to school out of Mount Isa, then went to boarding school down in Toowoomba.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I always go home. Mount Isa is always home to me.
Of course it is. Josh, bring you into the conversation, my brother. So, you got your degree as a lawyer. Paint that picture, and did that then motivate mum to jump into the same frame of work, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Mum was a single mum with 3 and 4 of us kids, and everybody out there would understand how hard that is. And I actually, when I finished high school, I did an apprenticeship as a butcher, and I wanted to go on. And, you know, being from Mount Isa, a lot of family out the mines, but fortunately I ended up at uni and you know, I think that sort of showed mum and even my little sister, you know, she studied a teaching degree and she's just started her law as well. So once someone in the family can break through it, I think everyone else realises they can do it too.
Yeah, leading from the front. And Sandra, was that a motivation to see your son become a solicitor, a barrister? And you thought, well, I can do it too?
Yeah, it was, you know, and it was really good because, you know, Joshua really encouraged me to keep going. And I studied externally, so I had to do mine through Deakin University, and it was really hard. But, you know, it was good because Joshua just kept on telling me, you know, you can do it. So it was, yeah, excellent. It was really encouraging to have, because studying externally a law degree is very, very hard.
Very hard, yes.
So, yeah, it was just really good. And he just kept on encouraging me to do it. It took me nearly 7 years to do, but I ended up finishing it. And like I said, you know, it was just really something, yeah.
But
that encouragement and to have someone there to help you say, you know, you can do it, because otherwise it's a really hard world to break into.
And so for your admission, it so happens that your son, being a barrister, was to move that. How does that come about? I mean, did they know that was your mother there, Josh, at the table, being admitted as such?
Yeah, they certainly do. So you have to be a fit and proper person to be admitted. So you basically got to tell the court all of your sins, traffic offences, criminal offences, Centrelink overpayments, everything that you've ever done in your life, a speeding ticket, you've got to put it all down on paper, disclose it to the court. There's a process that goes through. And then ultimately on the day, you're in the Supreme Court, the Benko Court, which is our ceremonial court. There's three Supreme Court judges there.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and I said, oh, my mother's got the required qualifications. She's passed all the her law degree, her practical legal training, and the board of solicitors isn't opposed to her application, and the three Supreme Court judges will look at each other and decide whether or not she should be admitted. And on the day, they said, let Mrs. Creamer be admitted. So, and obviously in my speech, I said that she was my mother too.
Sure. So they acknowledged that, yes.
Yeah, certainly. That family connection is something the court's always aware of. But it is
So there's no conflict as such here, is there?
No, certainly not. To be able to do that's a very special occasion, to have someone in your family go through and stand up and on your behalf and say that, you know, I'm vouching for this person to join the legal fraternity.
I've got goosebumps here. That's fantastic. And like I said, well, it's a first for Indigenous people, First Nation people in this country, for that to happen, a barrister admitting mother as a solicitor. But you don't know of it happening with non-Indigenous lawyers and barristers, yep?
No, look, I don't know if it's happened in non-Indigenous communities. It could have.
Sure.
Certainly, there's so few of us Indigenous barristers, only about a dozen in Australia, and there's only very few solicitors as well. So yeah, the likelihood of it happening before for Indigenous families is zero, really.
And while I got you there, Joshua, your movement as well, and regarding the work that you're doing at the moment, just bring us into that and regarding the good news and where we're heading in regard to the projects you're working on at the moment.
Yeah, so I've had a big couple of years. Obviously, I worked on the Palm Island class action. We got the $35 million settlement for the community in relation to the death in custody and police response.
Mm.
I just finished up last year working on stolen wages, so that's the $190 million that people will hopefully be getting paid that pretty soon by the end of the year. And we're just about to kick off a class action. So Department of Child Safety, bringing a case against the Department of Child Safety on behalf of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and their families for breach of the Racial Discrimination Act. And so if anybody's interested in that, you can always contact Bottoms English Lawyers in Cairns, 07-4051-5388. And that's really going to be the next 3 or 4 years for me working on that.
Sure. And a big court case that is, you know, fantastic. And look, leading from the front, and having the problems that we have in today's society as First Nation people, gaps closing supposedly, you know, and we are still behind the eight ball, so to speak. Look, racism is strong and systemic, and it's very important we have black people in positions like yourselves and your beautiful mother, and more power to you. And thank you very much for sharing, both of you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All the best. You take care, and look, skied it up big time, and leading from the front. And thank you very much, Sharon. And we'll be in touch, Sandra and Josh.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Trevor. It was really great to speak to you, and you know, thanks for having us on to tell our story. Appreciate it.
Too deadly, Josh. Look after your beautiful mother, and don't big note yourself there in court, because she's still the boss. You know that, brother.
Yeah, I still do the washing up when I go.
That's right, yes. All right, one love, you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
A beautiful yarn, a very deadly yarn. How deadly is that? Sandra Creamer, just now passed as a solicitor. She was an Indigenous, well, still is, rights activist, strong for our people. But her mission was moved by her son, who's a barrister, Joshua Creamer. And look, doing a fantastic job. The first time ever, it is First Nation wise. I'm not sure if it's with non-Indigenous lawyers as such. But the son, the barrister, admitted his mother as a solicitor, passed the bar, so it looked fantastic. And how's that? And both 1 year and in Kalkanoon, Man Eyes Awake, got connection there to those beautiful mob, and leading from the front. And success stories is what we need, and not doom and gloom about First Nation people and how we operate here in the 21st century. 60,000 years, we know what we're on about. We're professors in all fields. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking the ship, steering the ship right through the 12 noon Queensland time. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Oh, my dollar, my dollar. Give him somewhere to rest his head. Watching his people dying, hearing the babies crying. Oh. What are the chances of seeing somebody blind every day? La la la, see the circumstances. Babies cry every day. Ooh, they are hurting, yes. Yes, they're in pain, and why? They are crying, yes. Screaming out in vain all the time. Open your hearts to the crying people.
You do, still you can't get, still you can't get no release. Say, open your hearts to the grave of our mother nation.
To the mother nation.
Let them all be free.
Let them all be free.
Open your hearts to the grave of our mother nation.
To the mother nation.
Let them all be free.
Still you can't get, still you can't get no release.
Say, open your hearts to the crying people of our mother nation.
People,
let them all be free.
Let them all be free.
Open your hearts to the crying people.
hands up high. No violation of creation, revel in the high. Celebration for the nation, lift your hands up high. What? Violation of creation, revel in the high.
Open your hearts to the people.
Let them all be free.
Let them all be free.
Open your hearts to the crying people.
Free Travelling Brady here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That sounds of Austronesia and Deadly Voice there with Travelling Brady. And with National Talk Black, thanks to Austronesia Nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and the Murray from the Curry here at Bama Brisbane Media, BBM 98.7 FM. We got someone online. Someone, good morning.
No, good morning, brother. Yeah, I don't like that. Let's stop from doom and gloom, but from lived experience, keeping it real. Mm. And the Empress make it, brother, when I call in. But anyway, some stuff I like to talk about and make my point in the 80s, you know, like the Mercedes Cup, Australia won 100 units with, then Air Supply, Alan Reddy, the Australian at the ASM, the I Am Woman, Crocodile Dundee, Crocodile 1 and 2, Ship on the Barbie. There's a lot of successes in the 80s, brother.
Yeah.
And that was the backdrop, I reckon. I watched three programs on TV. I'm going to talk about them. Q&A, Lindy Chamberlain, Channel 6, Lindy Chamberlain on Sunday, and Gary Dubin on 60 Minutes. Lindy Chamberlain, brother, I reckon one of the reasons he got convicted was because it's frightening the tourists, Lindy, because throughout the world, Australia was the favourite place, destination for tourism. And to say a dingo took a baby, it would frighten a lot of the tourists. The dollar, it meant a lot to the Australian tourism industry. And I often talk about moral guardians and our people. The tracker, the Murray tracker said a dingo took a baby. And on the other channel, I'm departing with the Lindy Chamberlain, never trust the police. And on the other channel, Gary Dubin, Deadly Bullying, brother, Deadly Bullying. And that's in the same time frame, you know, like although I said that could be a conspiracy between Lindy Chamberlain and Wiccan, it's like the tourist to be. In the same time frame, a black fellow, you know, real corruption with the police, and then Kelvin Conklin, brother. Mm. And, you know, like I always like to think that more guys. On another cute brother, you know, I have a shot at I'm in a way, and I sometimes talk about some of the people of colour, and I sometimes have a joke and say, oh, good to see a black woman in the background when they have the beat shot of a black woman walking with one man's spear. But I watched that Q&A, brother, and there's a dirty brother there, his name's Ziggy, I think his name, and I like what he said, and he gave me like an example of Brooke Boney, and he said, you know, it's good diversity, you know, it's good having black ones on TV, but the Catch-22 is they're there as performers, brother. They're not there to tell the lived experience. And hopefully, brother, whatever doom and gloom, whatever come on this program, I talk about lived experience, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
No, thank you very much, Solon. Too deadly. Having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, you mob can do the same, but you may have to do that tomorrow because Murray's going to sign off here with the daily program, National Talk Black, our one-hour program. We operate here in Cairns, far north Queensland, at Bama Brisbane Media, First Nation radio station here in Cairns, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, so a voice for our people. One of the deadly shows that go across the country through Murray Network, and it's great to have you mob plugged into the daily show here at National National Talk Black, and I'm the host steering the ship. It is your ship, your mob, and you can add any time to the conversation by calling that number 1-800-422-416. And don't forget, you can text us as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. So check out all our photos and our stories and our podcasts on our Facebook page as well. So a very powerful tool. Your mob, have your say. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in COVID-19. Abide by the rules. Only medicine we got at the moment regarding the coronavirus. And that's wash your hand constantly. Practice social distancing, 1.5 metres. Don't have to go out. Then stay home. And also wear a mask. And people who aren't wearing masks, that's their prerogative, so they say. I say it's about doing what's right, not about being right. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, your mob, take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
How do you do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day, mate, and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugle sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you always 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name? Forever enshrined behind some glass frame, in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, fading to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugle sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?